979 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis, who's got our trends for this morning. Hello.
Hello. I do have trends. And I know that not too long ago when we were talking about chicken nuggets and whatnot, I said that I don't love talking about food offerings at your largest, latest corporate venues. But we need to talk about Starbucks today, because it's trending pretty hard. Starbucks new drinks that have a spoonful of olive oil in the cup.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
So this isn't that weird to me, because my wife Ren's boss used to every morning drink a cup of coffee with a tablespoon of butter in it.
Right.
And I remember thinking that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I tried it. And while it's not something I would indulge in every day, It's pretty good.
I mean, I assume it's the same thing with olive oil. Like, it's people are reacting against it because it's not something that people would think to do. But if you do it, it's actually not bad.
I haven't confirmed whether or not what they're calling it, oleato, is actually a style of coffee present anywhere. Don't laugh at me with my pronunciation.
No, I'm laughing at the Styx song that just got popped into my head.
What Styx song?
Domo Arigato, Mr. Oleato.
Yeah.
And now you're laughing, see?
Yes,
it's funny.
That is funny.
Jokes.
That is genuinely... I'm going to have to focus up now. All right. This is to say nothing of the troubles determining whether or not your extra virgin olive oil actually is olive oil.
Right.
I assume that you know of that ongoing struggle of whether your olive oil is olive oil. So, yeah, it's just a thing that I feel like I wanted to talk about on Trends, just to say, A, it's not as weird as it might sound off the bat. B, maybe you should try butter in your coffee, because it's not that functionally different from heavy cream. It's still adding fat to your beverage to increase flavor transmission to make it taste better. Like, that's fine.
I had a similar experience, not with butter or olive oil, but something a little bit sweeter and less savory. I was at a restaurant one time, and I just ordered coffee, and they brought it out to me and was so apologetic, like, I'm so sorry. I accidentally got it into my head that you wanted cinnamon coffee, so I put cinnamon in it. Is that okay? And I said, sure, I'll try it. And then I tried it, and I was like, I'm never having coffee any other way ever again. This is fantastic.
Cinnamon coffee goes so unbelievably hard.
Really good, yeah, right?
Fun Victor fact, I actually did that after reading Dune for the first time and wanting to make like a facsimile of Fremen coffee. So I was like, sure, I'm going to put so much cinnamon in here. I dialed it back, and it tasted good the second time.
You can't get too much spice from a Dune recipe.
Yeah.
That is also probably the best possible Dune-inspired recipe that you could make from what I know about what they eat in Dune.
I mean, when it comes to still suits, you're kind of getting real gross real fast. But yeah, let's stop talking about Starbucks. Let's talk about boats and ketchup. What do those two things have in common, Aaron Keck? Did you see the thing? You see the thing about the guy who drifted out to sea and only ate ketchup?
No, that sounds gross. But I've never tried it, so maybe...
I mean, it's not like he did it on purpose. It's not like he went out on a 3-hour tour just to drink a few bottles of ketchup with the boys. No, he was working on a boat, and he got caught in a current and ripped out to sea, where he stayed for about 20 to 30 days before...
Wow.
And it wasn't the National Coast Guard that found him in this Caribbean coast, St. Martin with two A's. Is it still just Martin? Or do I have to stretch
that
out?
Yeah,
so he was
it's St. Martin, but it's Dutch, so...
Oh, okay, so that's why there's two A's.
Right.
But yeah, he was off the coast of St. Martin. He ended up off the coast of Colombia, and it was the Colombian Navy that picked him up after almost a month at sea. And all he had on the boat was ketchup and garlic powder and some, like, packaged soups.
Ooh.
So he survived for a month on just that, and his story got picked up in a couple places. Hey, you see this guy that just ate ketchup? Because that's a pretty easy-to-write headline. Heinz wants to buy him a boat, and Heinz is spinning up a full AstroTurf campaign to find him and give him a boat.
Right.
And I think that that's a funny little thing that is currently taking place, because it's been difficult to locate him, because
he's been out at sea.
Well, now he's in Colombia, maybe going back home to St. Martin. He's probably caught in all these little immigration snafus and whatnot. They're trying to ship him home. I'm sure he doesn't have time to talk with Heinz on Facebook, if he even has Facebook.
I feel like if I had been through that ordeal, I would want to make myself as easy to locate as possible. Like, I've just gone through a month of being really hard to locate, and then I had to eat ketchup for a month.
I want everyone to know where I am.
Does anyone still use Foursquare? I'm the mayor of everything.
You can geolocate me at any time. I will never eat ketchup for a month again. I am not in college or on a boat.